Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
We spotted the ocean at the head of the trail. Where are we going? So far away. Somebody told me this is the place.
Toad the Wind's Brock.
Everything's better.
Is your artist of the night.
Everything's safe.
Oh, yeah. Turn it up right here. I love this part.
Walk on your shore. Step on the storm.
Before we move on, I got to ignore the elephant in the room. Somebody wants to know when Will's funeral is going to be. Somebody else says, wow. Dana came back one day after she quit and then just quit again.
I am sorry. I was merely joking.
It has been a long week.
Nothing beyond that.
I divorced the text line yesterday.
And now she's divorcing Will.
It's been a long week. I need a break.
You need 2 days off. That's
from
right.
This room.
The testosterone.
And I am leaving early to go to senior night.
I think that's fantastic.
And I cannot wait. And we will do Festivus Friday.
I'm almost afraid to look at you.
And
right
I will
now.
See you on Monday.
Will, I appreciate the joke, but I pulled that same joke about 4 years ago and got the exact same reaction.
Mm-hmm.
It was poorly timed, not yours, mine. Well, yours was too. But when I did it, Rod and I were going back and forth shooting the breeze, and Dana said something, and I said what you said, and that triggered something, and it didn't go well for me. And that was the last time Dana yelled at me. And I learned I'm not going to use that phrase ever again on the radio because I don't like being yelled at.
I don't like being yelled at either. And
then when you dropped it, I just put my head in my hand, and I was like, oh, hell.
I am terribly sorry.
Yes, for clarification, though, for those of you who were joining like 5:45 yesterday, I did not quit my job. I
thought about it.
Posted very honestly that I am no longer taking part in
the text line.
Any dialogue whatsoever on the Satan that is the text line.
Yeah.
And people mistook that to say
that you were quitting.
That I was quitting my job.
Yeah.
So that is not happening.
Anyway, all right. Before we get to Will's grievance from the text line, and it is sage advice, if mama ain't happy, ain't nobody going to be happy.
Mm-hmm.
Will, you get the honorary first grievance of the week.
My grievance is with people who use vinyl records as decoration. Chances are, whatever you are using in your craft project is irreplaceable. They're not going to print any more of those or you know, press any more of those records. You're just wasting it. It hurts my soul when I see records hung on the wall or used in, well, really any function other than musical playback.
It's good.
You okay, Scott?
I have two Kiss records that hang on the wall in the Kiss Cave, and they're inside glass and a frame.
Okay, that's a lot different.
And they're very rare.
Yeah, that's a lot different.
Did you cut them up?
No, God, the vinyl resides inside the actual record. I'll never play it because they're too rare.
Yeah, that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the people that, you know, screw them onto the wall or make a model airplane where the wheels are records, that sort of thing.
All right. 576-7798. Let me be the very first to wish all of you, 576-7798, a very happy Festivus Friday.
Welcome, newcomers. The tradition of Festivus begins with the airing of grievances. with you people. Now, you're going to hear about it. My son tells me your company stinks.
Oh, God.
You couldn't smooth a silk sheet if you had a hot date with a babe. I lost my train of thought.
Let's get this show on the road. 576-7798. You can always text in your grievance if for whatever reason you can't get through, or maybe you just don't feel comfortable going on the air. My grievance from 7213, my grievance is that Cody Jinks has never been the artist of the day, Scott. That's absolutely false. Cody Jinks has been the artist of the day twice. Brandon in, not challenging, clarifying. Brandon in Raytown. Brandon, hello.
Hello. Hey, I
turn your radio down, Brandon.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. I just wanted to call and wish my grandma a happy birthday.
Oh.
That's your grievance?
And it's my birthday.
Happy birthday, brother.
Happy birthday.
And still, turn that radio down.
Okay, it's off.
Okay.
Yeah, I just wanted to call and wish my grandma a happy birthday.
Well, what's grandma's name?
Alice.
Aww.
Alice?
Yeah, we share birthdays.
Does she listen to the show, or are you just blowing in the wind here?
I'm just blowing in the wind.
Okay.
Well, happy birthday, Alice.
Yeah. And you too, Brandon. Karen in Kansas City. Karen, good afternoon. Hello. Welcome to Festivus Friday, brought to you by Michelob Ultra.
You guys, I love your show. And I've just had a few wines because it's Festivus Friday. But I'm so excited about this. So my airing of grievance is when I'm in the bathroom and there's like 1,000 stalls open. And then somebody has to go right next to me. When there's so many free.
Karen, I share your grievance. I've never understood it. If there are 10 stalls, why someone comes right next to your stall?
Is this a normal occurrence, ladies?
Yes.
Yes, it happens all the time, and we don't know why.
Yeah, there should always be a space.
I completely agree with you, Dana, and this is why I love you.
Well, I love you too, and have one for me. And she seems very nice, and her name is Karen. And I want to thank you for calling in as a Karen and being nice.
What does that mean? Are Karens usually venomous?
That Karen was really good.
She was very nice. She was also probably 2 or 3 in.
Have you not seen all the memes about Karen?
No, No, am I missing something?
Yeah, always blame everything on Karen.
Yeah, it's always Karen's fault. Not this Karen, but Karen in general.
Just a Karen.
Okay. Chuck in Overland Park. Hello, Chuck.
Hi, Chuck.
Hi.
Hi.
My grievance is going to the warehouse stores, and on your first turn down the main aisle, you get ambushed by some guy with pamphlets standing in front of your cart, and then after you pay on the way out, kind of, and when you ignore them, they kind of don't look nice at you.
Are you talking about like the Catholic Charities people, or...
Oh, cell phone people and home improvement people. They're kind of concessionaire folks or something.
Okay, so it's not a charity. These people are trying to make some money.
Yeah, they got to eat. I understand it, but they won't leave you alone. I've had them stop me in front of my cart.
Okay, all right.
Okay.
Dana, you can explain this one probably better than I could. I'm sure you could. My grievance is you quit doing Confessional Wednesdays a couple years ago. We need Confessional Wednesday. Care to elaborate?
Yes. We were doing it way too often. And what happened, in our opinion, was people were making stories up. Mm-hmm. And we knew that because someone on the text line wrote in back when I read the text line and said, if you Google this story is not true. This is someone who's ripped this off the internet and they're saying this happened. Now, we had
that was actually the end of Confessional
Wednesday.
We had
some whoppers that I do believe were true.
Mm-hmm.
But it just ran its course.
It got to the point where we couldn't trust what people were saying.
Correct.
Let's go to Sabrina in... Oh, Sabrina, hang tight. I didn't realize what time it was. 576-7798. The text line is 22980. Text in your grievances there, if you would be so kind. And we'll get to Sabrina, Ethan, and Ben in just a moment here on Dana and Parks. Sabrina in Parkville. Sorry to make you wait, but we had to get to that break, and I apologize.
It's okay. I'm still driving, so it's all good.
Right on.
Okay, so on Tuesday morning, I woke up. My dog was vomiting. Had to clean that all up. Had a really rough morning, and I'm backing out of my garage, and I clipped my mirror, the side view mirror, and the whole mirror thing fell out.
Mm.
So I have this commute that's 30 minutes long. I just moved here a year ago. I'm not used to driving on the freeways. And you don't realize how much you need your side view mirror driving on the freeway.
Really?
Yes.
Where did you come from, Sabrina?
Little Rock, Arkansas. My commute was 10 minutes, and it was lovely. It was just side streets, and I was at work, and now I have to drive on a freeway. And I'm in the right-hand lane, and I can't go more than 60 because I can't change lanes. I can't see anything.
Right. Does your neck not work?
Well, but I hate doing that.
You're not supposed to do that. You're not supposed to do that.
Because then you're taking your eyes off the road.
Yes, and you know, 435, it's bumper to bumper all the time. If you take your eyes off for one minute.
You're technically keeping your eyes on the road, just a different part of the road.
Well, I prefer to stay forward and not go backward.
Okay.
Yeah, you stay safe out there, Sabrina,
Thank you.
And if you're listening right now,
to town.
And if you forgot that 69 Highway is closed just south of here, Scott, I'm telling you, you'll never see your family again if you end up in that line during rush hour and you do not realize that that highway is closed.
If we're going to grieve about traffic for just a second, my grievance is with the 69 South exit off of I-35. You and I were talking about this off the air. For the love of all that is holy in Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, how long is that construction going to last? For the love of Christ, man.
How long has it been?
It's been at least 2 months right now. And I was telling you off the air, there are still trucks parked in the exact same spot that they were parked 2 months ago, and they've got wood railing up to keep the workers from falling over.
In my 22 years in Kansas City, I have never not seen construction on 435 on the south stretch.
That's
there's
a great point.
Always been construction.
Yeah, there's always construction
all
down there.
My
it
life.
Sucks. It sucks. But I'm telling you right now, man, that 69 South, how long does it take to fix a road? And quite frankly, as somebody who drives it every day, there was nothing. There was nothing wrong with it.
Just leave it. Just leave it. Just leave it alone.
Leave it alone, Kansas. Thanks a lot, Obama. Ben in St. Joe. Hello, Ben.
Hi. My grievance is, well, this is my first time on the radio, so a little nervous.
Oh, no, you're fine. Hi, Ben.
Don't be nervous. Hi, we've seen the ratings. It's just you and us.
Okay. my grievance is with people that won't pass a law enforcement officer on the interstate or the highway. I used to be a law enforcement officer. And when they're driving 65 or 63 in a 70, they're just not in a hurry to get to where they're going to deal with your problem. If you're not doing anything illegal, I've never been stopped by one if I just pass them going the speed limit.
Oh, man.
So just pass them. It's okay. Sometimes I used to drive down I-29 in rush hour traffic on duty at 63 just to see how long the line would get before somebody had the fortitude to go around me. And I wanted to stop him and say thank you on behalf of the rest of the people in the metro.
Ben, this is such a unique and unusual grievance, and it is a first. And I think most people listening are thinking the same thing. There's no way I'm going to pass the officer, even at a normal rate of speed.
And this grievance on the text line from my good friend Coach Dustin, who I coach soccer with, and I knew about this, but he's grieving it. My grievance is with the douche nozzles that broke into my car and stole my credit cards and my money. Get a job, you asshats.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, he did.
Where was he parked?
In his driveway.
Oh.
But he had left his wallet underneath his seat.
That'll get you every time.
They broke his window, opened the door. They were looking around. His wallet was underneath the seat. Guess what? The dum-dum baby went to a gas station right down the street with his credit card. He's on camera So Dustin goes down there, gets the picture of this kid, puts it on some Facebook.
Yeah, says, who is this?
Crime KC or something like that. You want to know who turned him in? His family.
Wow.
Yeah. We got to get to the news. You got to get down to Blue Valley.
Thank you. I'm so excited.
Hey, your daughter is having her senior night.
She is.
Look at me. Look at me. Enjoy it.
I will. Thank you very much.
Enjoy it. It'll be the last time you get to do it, so enjoy it.
Well, you all can just...
576
on Monday.
Okay. Good time. Good talk.
Well then. Thank you, Dana. I love you too.
576-7798. All the small things true care truth brings. I'll take one. I'll tell you this. You're right. And Dana had to cruise. It's parents' weekend tonight in Blue Valley, and her daughter is a cheerleader at senior night, and there's no way in hell I'm going to let her miss that. And so she took off. But somebody writes in on the text line 1016, and just like that, Will's gone. Okay, let me explain how this works.
Somebody else is sitting in the chair.
Yeah, Will is not gone. There was a little...
Well, I mean, he's gone. Well,
yeah, he's not here, but... There was a little friction.
Well, yeah, we'll call it that. Friction.
Friction,
yeah.
At the top of the at 4:59, where Will said something that Dana took offense to. And this show, believe it or not, is unscripted. Who knew? And so Will has plans tonight. He likes small town high school football. Will's on his way up to Mound City, Missouri. To watch their football team play, so he left it after 5 o'clock. Dana's on her way to senior night at Blue Valley, and so she left. It's okay. Listen, it's a family. Families fight, okay? Sometimes there's a little bit of friction in a family. There's a little bit of friction at 5 o'clock. We're over it. We move on. The show is unscripted. Nobody knows what anybody else is about to say. I get it. And there was a little bit of friction. So be it.
We all still love each other.
We're going to be fine on Monday. Everybody just needs 2 days off. Recharge the batteries. Get back to neutral. We're going to be fine. Ethan in Kansas City. Ethan, hello.
Hey, how are you guys doing?
Well, we're doing well. Thank you, buddy.
Yeah, I'm calling... And my grievance is with people that are old enough and have bad enough hearing that they need to get hearing aids, but refuse to because they think it's going to make them seem old. My dad loves your show. I love your show. I mean, I'm 21. I might be an exception. I listen to you guys every day, all day at work.
I've seen the ratings. You're not an exception, but go ahead.
All right. But anyways, so yesterday I got home, and I had to explain to my dad for about 20 or 30 minutes. He argued with me the whole time that he thought Dana was done. He thought she quit.
Because
he only heard that she was quitting that she was quitting looking at the text line. I had to sit there and explain to him, and we've been trying to get him to get a hearing aid, but he won't do it. And yeah, it's just a whole big thing. So I don't know if I should be mad at Dana or mad at my dad, or I don't know who my grievance is with. I just have a grievance.
Well, Ethan, I appreciate the call. She did not quit the show. She did quit the text line. You're right.
Oh, I know that, yeah.
You knew that because you can hear.
Yeah.
In other words, his dad has us on full blast at all times.
Oh, yeah. And still can't hear it.
And how? If you're 21, how old is your dad, Ethan?
My dad is 57 and 58.
And he's afraid to go get hearing aids because he thinks it'll make him look old? He is old.
I know, and that's what we're trying to explain to him. He says what after everything we say, but, you know, you just have to yell. And then him and my mom getting little spats because she'll say something 4 or 5 times and he won't hear, and then she'll yell it, and then he's like, well, you don't have to yell at me.
Well, I feel your pain, my brother. But tell your dad there's nothing wrong with hearing aids. I know a lot of people that have hearing aids.
Yeah, I agree. But I don't know.
I call them former classmates.
Should I just get it for him for Walmart so from Walmart. Should I just buy him one for Christmas is what I meant?
I don't, nothing against Walmart, brother. I don't know that I would go to Walmart for my hearing aid.
No.
Maybe go to an audiologist? Like somebody who's trained?
He's going to have to make the commitment, isn't he?
Well, yes, he is. But I would just recommend, my friend Ethan, if I'm getting hearing aids, I'm probably not going to Walmart.
By the way, simmer down in there, Dad. Calling 58 old, 57.
You talking to me?
Yeah. Mister, I got to find my glasses.
Okay, I'm about to punch you in the mouth. Elliot in Kansas City. Elliot, hello.
Hi.
Hi, Elliot. How old are you?
10.
You're 10. Hello, welcome.
Thanks.
What can we do for you? What's your grievance?
My grievance is that you guys only do this once a week and for 1 hour.
Mm-hmm.
And also I have two friends that just kind of follow me around everywhere and just kind of bug me.
Doesn't sound like friends.
No.
Well, have you told the friends to quit following you around?
Once.
Okay, and what did they say to you, Elliot?
This seems like parental advice for some reason.
They said it seemed like parental advice?
No, I think it does.
No, what you're suggesting to him sounds like parental advice.
Oh, I see. Well, Elliot, I'm sorry that your friends follow you around. But I hope you have a wonderful weekend, okay?
Okay, you too.
All right, you be good, brother.
He got out of his car, and he's, like, old. He's, like, I don't know, older than you, Scott.
Okay. Kelly in Independence. Kelly, good afternoon. Hello.
Good afternoon. How are you?
I'm doing well. And I've been completely criticized on the text line. Kelly, let me just handle this real quick. 57 is not old. Everybody's writing it. You're right. I know. But if you can't hear, it was sort of tongue-in-cheek, by the way. If you cannot hear and you're 57 years old, go get hearing aids, for God's sakes. If you can't walk and you're 50, go get your knees replaced. I mean, good God, getting a hearing aid does not mean you're old. I was being somewhat tongue-in-cheek. So I beg your pardon. Go ahead, Kelly.
By the way, I'm 56 with hearing aids.
So you're about to be old.
Yeah, absolutely. So here's my grievance. I travel 291 from the Northland into Independence on a daily basis. That's two lanes on each way. It's really not that busy with traffic. However, there is a majority, a plethora of the people that commute that road that insist that the left-hand lane is their own personal lane, that they can drive 56, 57 miles an hour, or, oh, wait a minute, they might get to 65 miles an hour until they get side-by-side to the FedEx truck, and then they're going to park it there. Chaps my butt. Ooh. I'm going to have to get an appointment with a dermatologist for some ointment. Because twice a day, I get my bum chapped.
Left lane is a passing lane, right, Kelly?
Left lane is a passing lane. It's really not that difficult, folks. If you're in the left lane, you better be passing somebody or get the hell over.
Right on, brother. Hey, you have a good weekend and be safe, okay, man?
Thanks. You guys, too.
All right. Let's grab one more. Alyssa in Blue Springs, 576-7798, brought to you by Michelob Ultra. Alyssa, hello.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
Anytime.
So my grievance is this month is Dyslexia Awareness Month, and obviously my daughter is dyslexic, and we got approval to pass out flyers to spread awareness. And on the day that we had already made the flyers, over 500 flyers, I stapled these little stickers to them. She passed them out to all the teachers' mailboxes. And on the day of, they canceled and said that she couldn't pass them out.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah, it broke her heart. It broke my heart. We really struggle finding support. And
it just showed that, you know, they weren't there to support my daughter. So,
hey, Alyssa, may God bless you and may God bless your daughter and your whole family. And I appreciate you calling in.
Thank you.
All right. You have a good weekend. Okay.
Okay. You too.
All right. 576-7798. 576-7798. This hour is brought to you by Michelob Ultra on Dana and Parks.
He got out of his car, and he's, like, old. He's, like, I don't know, older than you, Scott.
There's a port on a western bay, and it serves 100 ships a day. Lonely sailors pass the time away and talk about their homes. And there's a girl in this harbor town, and she works laying whiskey down. They say brandy,
yeah,
fetch another round. She serves them whiskey.
Donovan in Clinton, Missouri. Donovan, good afternoon. Hello, my friend.
Hey, happy Friday, everyone.
Same
I appreciate
to you.
Taking the call.
Anytime.
I have to tell you that I only get to listen to you on Fridays. I teach at a university in Iowa. And on Fridays, I time my departure from Iowa to drive to see my family in the Ozarks so that I can listen to the entirety of the show, including Festivus Friday.
Wow.
But Donovan,
let me interrupt you for just a second before you continue on.
Sure.
What a high compliment, and I thank you for it. That means a lot to hear that from you.
Well, I was going to say that aside of, you know, from seeing my kids and my wife when I get home, it's certainly the highlight of my day. So,
wow.
Well done to you all. So,
undeserved, but thank you.
Well, sure thing. My grievance is actually with the people who don't necessarily appreciate your humor and are a bit oversensitive on a Friday of all days. So, you know, recognize it for what it is, and let's not be too upset. It's Friday for everything.
Right on. Hey, safe travels, my friend. Enjoy the weekend with your family.
Bless you. Thank you.
God bless you. Let's go to Sam in North Kansas City. Sam, hello.
How you doing?
Well, better than I deserve, my friend. Thanks. Go ahead.
Good. Me too. My grievance is with the guy that called in the grievance about the people that drive in that left lane, passing lane, fast lane. I'm one of them guys. And let me, before you go and say anything, let me explain. I drive 80 in a 70. Okay, so that's driving fast. I pass cars. Somebody comes up behind me, and I'm going 80, and they give me that go-to-hell look. I would say that they failed at time management. Wasn't a good subject of theirs.
So your argument is then, Sam, if I understand your grievance correctly, if I'm speeding in the fast lane,
uh-huh,
I don't have to get over to the right lane. Is that what you're saying?
I'm already going 10 over the speed limit.
Then you argue you belong in the fast lane. Is that correct?
Oh, absolutely. Okay. Absolutely. Yeah.
All right. Hey, do appreciate
you. I love your show.
We love you. Thank you, man. Appreciate the kind words. Robert in Kansas City. Robert, hello.
Hey, I'm a frequent listener to your show.
Well, thank you.
My grievance is... when a media person reports with amazement that a family member turns in another family member who's either committed a homicide or plans to commit some type of mass murder.
Can you give me an example? I actually thought when you said that you were going to make a reference to my friend Dustin, who had his car broken into and his family members turned him in. But you're talking about people who want to commit murder.
Yes, a couple of weeks ago, there was an amazement that some family members turned in their female relative who was storing up explosives and wanted to kill people.
Hmm.
So I'm thinking you do your best you can with your family member, but when they're talking about killing people, it's time to let someone else handle it.
Amen. All right. Hey, Robert, thanks for the call, buddy. Let's grab a couple more real quick. Helen in Kansas City. Helen, hello.
Hi. My grievance is the ring of people that are stealing mail from your mailbox. That happened to me last week, and it has been a nightmare. I was advised that I should change my bank account because they have my check with my bank number on it.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a widespread thing that's happening, so you better alert all the people. Don't put mail out for the mailman to pick up, because there's people going around stealing envelopes off of mailboxes. They did it to my neighbor across the street, too.
Helen, how did you know that your mail had been stolen?
The reason I did was because the thing that they stole, when they grabbed it, they ripped off the stamp and a little part of the envelope up on that corner.
Mm-hmm.
And so I called the post office and told them that the mailman had, I thought it was the mailman.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he checked with the mailman, and the mailman had not even been here yet. So then I knew that somebody had stolen it.
Mm-hmm.
So I called the National Post Office, and they said that is a ring of people that are doing that all over the place. So don't put mail out on your mailbox, because there's a ring of people that are stealing those, and I don't know what they're doing with them. But anyway, it was a nightmare. It took me an hour and a half to get my account changed today at the bank, and a lot of grief because I have three deposits that are put into my account every month. So now I have to contact them by letter and tell them, you know, don't send it to that bank account. Send it to this one.
Right on. Helen, thank you for the advice. We're out of here. I think everybody in this show needs a break. Well, 2 days off, I think, would do us all a little bit of good. Whew. Thank you for tuning in. Strangely,
it's been a great week.
Strangely, there are only two members of the show left.
Glad to be here, Scott.
Good to have you, Sam.
Dropping off.
Everybody's just dropping like flies around here. All right, everybody, have a great weekend. Thank you for tuning in. This hour has been brought to you by Michelob Ultra. May God bless you always and your families. Have a great weekend. Be safe and be good.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.